you're facing the sink and you're washing dishes and we're talking and there's a pause. And then you ask, would you like to be our sperm donor? And I have no idea what's going on. I felt completely warmed by even the question. But I never asked you how you got to that point.
Well, Annalise and I got civil unioned in 2000. I had never thought about having kids until I was with Annalise. But I really wanted to have a known donor. Like, if you've ever seen Star Wars, for example, you know that the whole trilogy is about Luke and his search for his father.
You wanted to make sure that his father was not Darth Vader.
I did.
I appreciate that.
You know, I really just wanted my child to grow up not having to ask that question in that way. So then we thought, okay, so who are we going to ask? And you were the one on the list. There's only one.
Wow.
And the other reason that we picked you is because you're the kind of person that we want our child to grow into. Because you're just so kind and gentle, and we're happy to have you as part of our lives.
Thank you. It's amazing to hear you talk about that. I knew that when you asked me, you were asking for something so personal and so serious that simply being asked was an honor. But I didn't know at the time of saying yes that you and Annalise were going to go on a hunt to find me a good woman, but you hooked me up with Rachel, and now we've had our first child. They won't grow up in the same family under the same roof and the same rules, but they're going to be hopefully very close. And it totally blows away the image of family, but it's family nonetheless, and I love it.